falan dedi. Lekçer var. Yüzüne çok oyun ekleştim de bu. Onu baştan baştan. Given at ne çakra dağın beyiz. Dağın.
How to take the association of devotees? What should be of our lifestyle if we are coming to devotional service? It's very, very important to know. So for realizing its importance, first of all, we should know what is meant by a Vaishnava. What is our understanding of a Vaishnava? What is the definition of a Vaishnava? Who is a Vaishnava? Devotee of Krishna. Any other definition? The only person who can actually save us. Nice. The servant of the servant of the servant.
Right.
He was falling acharyas. Okay, good. So general definition is like, as per the dictionary, Vaishnava means a devotee of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. He is called a Vaishnava. There is a very interesting definition of Vaishnava also, is that a Vaishnava is compassionate. Okay. And he is always worried, he is always, you know, in pain to see other people suffering. Par dukhe dukhi. Okay. And in addition to this, the interesting thing is, a Vaishnava is always fearful of falling down into lower species of life. He's always fearful of falling down into lower species of life. If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada in many of his books has written, a sane person should always be scared of falling down. Always scared. So this is a characteristic of a Vaishnava, that he is always scared of falling down. Okay. So we should always remember our past, from where we have come up. At least we are trying to come up. At least we are struggling to come up. Okay. So we should always be scared of falling down. Now, this is very important to know. This is a general definition. But still, most of the time, we are not able to appreciate the exalted position of a Vaishnava. Because it is very important to understand the exact position of a Vaishnava. What is his actual status? Like, for example, a person may be holding $1,000,000 notes, you know. But he doesn't know the value of the dollar, he will just lose it. He will not know how to utilize it. Similarly, we have come into Krishna consciousness, somehow or the other. It may appear to us just as a fluke, by chance, you know. I just like the prasadam. I just like the kirtan. I just like the boys. I just like the association. I just feel good, you know. In the beginning, these are the reasons, you know. Somehow, it just happened, you know. I just came in. And everything is going nice, so I'll just continue as long as it continues. You know. It's suiting me, so what's the problem? Okay. Nice. Sometimes it happens. Okay. It's suiting me. It's fine with me. There's no problem. Okay. So, we come in this way, into this Krishna consciousness, and we don't realize how precious is Krishna consciousness, how precious are the Vaishnavas. We don't know their exact status, we don't know their exalted status. Because if we are not knowing their exalted status, we will lose it. We will lose it. It has come, we have come by chance and we will go by chance also. We will just lose it. So it's very, very important to know the importance of Vaishnavas. Very, very important. Okay. It is said, a Vaishnava is a topmost spiritualist. Topmost spiritualist. Because, you see, there can be many kinds of spiritualists. Can of any of you say, how many kinds of spiritualists are there? Or Srila Prabhupada says, transcendentalists. Yogis. Jnanis. Karmis. Okay. So these all are transcendentalists. Transcendentalists means they are trying to overcome the cycle of birth and death by different processes. But of all these methods, which is the topmost? Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. So that means Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate in spirituality. It is the culmination of spiritual knowledge. Okay? If you all understood the yoga ladder, It starts from Vikarmi people, Vikarmi, then Karma Kand, then Karma Yoga, then Jnana Yoga, then Dhyana Yoga, and ultimately it ends at Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga is the topmost stage. So those who are in Bhakti Yoga as a Vaishnavas, they are the topmost spiritualists. They are topmost spiritualists. Okay, number one. Number two, it is by being Vaishnav only that we can go to Vaikuntha. We can go back to Godhead only by being Vaishnav. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Nastev, 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 Gatiranyasa. Only Vaishnavs can conquer Krishna. Okay, it is said, Paramam Purusham Krishnam Bhaktya Utpadyate Na Anyatha. Okay, Paramam Purusham Krishna Bhaktya Utpadyate Na Anyatha. The Param Purush Krishna can be conquered only by Bhakti, only by devotees, only by Vaishnav. You see, these Mayavadis say that we want to become God. We want to become one with God. But Srila Prabhupada says the devotees become even, you know, they become in such a, they reach such an exalted position, they can even control God. What to talk of becoming God? They are over God. They are above God. They can control God. They can control the supreme controller. They can control the creator. Okay? So this is the position of a Vaishnava. He is the topmost spiritualist. And he can control Krishna also. The Krishna can be conquered by a devotee only. And only a Vaishnav can go back to Godhead. It is said in Padam Puran that even if a person has taken birth in a low class family, if he becomes a Vaishnav, he can purify the three worlds. Even if he is born in a low class family. And on the other hand, if a person is born in a Brahman family, but is not a Vaishnav, then he is as bad as a dog eater, Chandal. And a person is born in a Chandal family, but he becomes a Vaishnav, then he is better than Brahman. So, Vaishnavas are very, very rare. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Bahunam janmanam ante gyanvan mam prapadyate Vasudevam sarvati sa mahatma sudullabha. They are very, very rare. Sudullabha. So, you see, so many living entities are there. Innumerable, infinite number of living entities are there. Out of those infinite number of living entities, very few are in the human species of life. Out of those who are in human beings, very few are civilized. After those who are civilized, very few are following the religious principle. After those who are following religious principles, very few are, you know, they are trying for liberation. And those who are trying for liberation, very few are getting liberated. And those who are getting liberated, very few are turning to Vaishnavism. See? You can try to appreciate the status of a Vaishnava. We don't appreciate. Ah, Ajay, na, Nishan, Vidam, we are college mates. Together only. So when you go to college, we go to temple, you see so many devotees. Ah, what's the problem? They are not rare. Come here, they are devotees. That's all. You see, but have an overall view, have a top view. So many living entities in the area, so many. Within this room only, within this 1 millimeter space, innumerable living entities are there. And don't think that we are not come off, we are not crossed that stage. At some point of our existence, we are also in that 1 millimeter space. Maybe having small microbes or insects or anything. And now we have evolved to this stage. We have come to human beings. And if, after being human beings also, we must have spent so many births. And now we have at least come in the association of devotees, and by the mercy of the devotees, we are trying to be Vaishnava. We can't declare ourselves to be Vaishnava. It's a very topmost stage. We are trying to be Vaishnava. See, in one of the skills it is said, if you take 1,000 Brahmanas, and out of those 1,000 Brahmanas, there will be only one Brahmana who will be knowing how to perform sacrifice. And out of this 1,000 such Brahmanas who know how to perform sacrifice, they will be equal to one Brahmana who is expert in Vedic literature. And out of such thousands and thousands of Brahmanas who are expert in Vedic literature, they are equal to one Vaishnava. So Vaishnavas are even higher than the Brahmanas. In the Varnashram, Brahmana is the topmost. Okay? But Vaishnavas are even higher than the Brahmanas. You see, Brahmanas are in Satogun. Okay? Kshatriyas are in which mode? Vaishya. And Vaishyas are in Vaishya and ignorance, and Shudras are in ignorance. But a Vaishnava is in which mode? Vishuddha, the transcendental. Okay. So Vaishnava's position is even higher than the Brahman. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Vaishnava is a postgraduate stage of a Brahman. Postgraduate stage of a Brahman. Okay. So this is the exalted station of a Brahman, Vaishnava. You see, in Taittiriya Upanishad it is explained that we have a 5 levels of false ego covering, or you can say 5 levels of consciousness. It starts with Anma. You heard of this? Anma, Pranma, Manoma, Vijnanma and Anandma. What is Anma? Anma consciousness is they are just concerned about eating. Okay, just concerned about filling their belly. It's called Anma. And above that is Pranma. Pranma is now they are concerned about their security. They feel themselves happy if they are not attacked or if they can live, that's all. Pranma. Manoma means philosophical speculations, mental speculation. Vijnanma means now they come to that stage where they can differentiate between body and spirit. And Anandma is the topmost stage when a person is fully self-realized and he is rendering devotional service to Krishna. So that is the Anandma. So Vaishnava is in the topmost stage, in Anandma stage. Okay. So whole of this material civilization is working on these first three levels. Anandma, Manome and Pranama. You see, Anama means economic development. Okay, all this economic development is just for filling the belly. Okay, and we all started with this Anama consciousness. You see, a child, whatever he sees, he'll just try to put it in his mouth. So, a child is in Anama consciousness. Whatever he sees, you know, he won't mind. Even if he sees a nail, he'll just try to put it in his mouth. If he sees a razor, a blade, he'll just try to put it in his mouth. His thing and everything is for eating. Anima consciousness. You see? That is the view of a materialist. A materialist thinks that everything is for his enjoyment. That is our consciousness. Anima consciousness. Everything is for our enjoyment. Everything is for eating. Whatever it is, eat. You see? And then the pranama. When he grows up, he says, you know, now if I want some security. Okay, I should not be attacked. I should be safe. Okay. So all this, you can say, defense mechanism. People, two countries are fighting with each other, they have such a wide network of defense mechanism. That is pranamaya consciousness. And manamaya consciousness is mental speculation. Okay. But vijnanmaya and anandmaya. Now we all are trying to elevate ourselves from the anamaya consciousness to anandmaya consciousness. Okay. So that means, let's be frank, we all were animalistic, you know. We all were like animals only. Animals in the body of human beings. Okay. And just see, now what is our stage? We have at least come to Vijnanmaya consciousness. We know what is body, what is spirit. And now we are trying to elevate ourselves from Vijnanmaya stage to Anandmaya consciousness. Just see the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada used to say that Krishna consciousness is like an express lift, this express elevator. Straight away, right from Anandmaya consciousness, we can come to Anandmaya consciousness. Right away. If you are just chanting Hare Krishna attentively, we can immediately bring ourselves into the spiritual life. Okay. So Vaishnava is in the topmost stage. It's Anandamaya consciousness. So now we should appreciate what is the position of a Vaishnava. Okay. And when Lord Krishna says that the Vaishnavas are most dear to me, he says that the worship of a devotee is more dear to me. Lord Shiva also says to Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratravi Taratara Devi Tadiyanam Sambarchanam. You see, for all the worshipable objects, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the supermost. And better than that is the worship of his devotees, the things related to Vishnu. So, even in Adi Purana, Lord Krishna says, the people who are claiming to be my devotees, they are not my devotees. But the people who are devotees of my devotees, they are the real devotees. So many statements are there in the scriptures which are describing the exalted position of a devotee. Even Lord Krishna has said to Uddhav that Brahma, Shiv, Lakshmi, or even my four-armed form is not as dear to me as you are. Lord Krishna is saying to Uddhava that Brahma is not dear to me, Shiva is not dear to me, even Lakshmi is not dear to me, and even my own four-handed form is not dear to me as you are so dear to me. Okay. So many statements are there by Krishna himself where he is saying that worship of my devotee is better than my worship. So this is the exalted position of a Vaishnava. Now, this camp will be called Vaishnav lifestyle. Okay. Now what is meant by lifestyle? What is meant by lifestyle? We go into dictionary meaning of lifestyle, so general pattern of living. You all are alive. General pattern of living. And general pattern of living will be reflected by, you know, the how we talk, how we walk, what we eat, what kind of clothes we wear, how we carry ourselves. This is lifestyle. In which kind of house we stay, what kind of car we use, what kind of vehicle we use, what kind of hairstyle is there, what kind of shoes we wear. So all these things, small things, you know. How do we park our car? How do we address any person? What kind of foods we eat? What kind of food we eat? How we cook that food? What is the concept of entertainment for us? All this different. It's a lifestyle, general way of living, general pattern of living. Now, the next question is, what determines our lifestyle? The way we think. Or our consciousness, number one. Okay. Some of you can guide one. What are the parameters that determine our lifestyle? One is our consciousness. You know, external is a manifestation of internal. Okay, it's our consciousness. Second, association. Okay. That determines our lifestyle. And it is a part of lifestyle actually. Good. Our goal is the most important. Our goal. What we are pursuing in our life, that will determine our lifestyle. You see, focusing on these three things is very important. Parameters determining lifestyle. Our consciousness, our association and our goal. Just imagine, like, you know, after graduating from your college, some of you will join corporate sector. Okay. Some of you will go for higher studies. And some of you will go for the highest thing. Okay. So if you are going to corporate sector, in the corporate sector, you can't be roaming around in jeans. Yeah. You're expected to wear formals. Okay. In the corporate sector, you can't call anything, you know, by short slangs or short names. You'll be happy very formal. Your lifestyle has changed, then you have to change your lifestyle. Okay? And then, you know, immediately you are made the manager and say 100 laborers are reporting to you. Now internally you are not mature enough to handle them. But you have to act. You have to act before them. As if you are a very mature person, very grave person. And the lunchtime when you are talking to your friend, you will be very casual. Laughing around. But when you are in front of your labor, you will be very grave and very serious, very mature, you mean business. There is a change in your lifestyle. You have to change. If you are not changing, you will be out of it. Because your goal is to survive. Your goal is to survive in that company, to make a career, to be successful. So you have to do that. Although internally you are not ready for that. But if you are just acting, actually, you are acting as a manager. You know, internally you know yourself, but I am a child. But you have to act. And in this slowly, slowly what will happen? That you will become naturally grave, naturally mature, then you will be promoted. You will be made senior manager. Again you will feel, hey, senior manager, I am not competent enough to handle this role. But again you will have to act. Again you will be acting as a senior manager, holding meetings, going to conferences, giving seminars, slowly, 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 then again you'll meet chief manager. Again you'll say, right, so many branches are reporting to me. Again you'll be acting. So that means, you know, although lifestyle is a reflection of our consciousness, but lifestyle also affects our consciousness. You know, getting my point? Although lifestyle is a reflection of our consciousness, but lifestyle affects our consciousness also. You know, the example I gave. Although consciousness, internally we are not ready for that post, but we have to act. And when we start acting, we make it. Srila Prabhupada also used to say, once a devotee went to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I just find it as hypocritical to offer obeisances. I don't respect this devotee. Why should I offer obeisances? This is hypocrisy. Internally I am not respecting, but externally you are asking me to bow down. It's double standards. Prabhupada said, no, keep on doing it. Keep on doing it, keep on doing it. One day you will become humble. We are not humble. Every one of us single, I am the best. But still we offer obeisance to each other. The best is offering obeisance to the other best. The best, best, best. So, we are trying to be humble. That's all. And one day if we keep on doing that, we will be humble. Okay. So, if we want to remain in the association of devotees, if we want to really elevate ourselves to the topmost consciousness of Anandamaya, if we really want to be a Vaishnava, it's very, very important to follow the Vaishnava lifestyle. It's very, very important. Without following the Vaishnava lifestyle, we cannot remain in the association of devotees. Impossible. Just like the example I gave, without following a culture of a company, you can't grow in that company. And one day you will be out of that company. Similarly, if you want to be in the association of, blissful association of the devotees, if you really want to go back to Godhead, because only devotee will go back to Godhead, if you really want to play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna, you have to follow this lifestyle of a Vaishnava. There is no way, there is no way, there is no way. Now some of you may ask this question, sir, what is this, you know? Let me be a Vaishnava also and let me carry out my original lifestyle also. Why should I act? And because we are attached to that lifestyle. What was our old lifestyle? Our old friends, old movies, old TV set, old talks, old habits. We are very attached. So I enjoy this part also. Let me enjoy this part also. What's wrong? What's wrong? Ajay, what's wrong? Anything else? Just speak out your heart, you know. You don't have to give me theoretical answer. Just speak out your heart. That will be, you know, beneficial for all of us. No. You see, we all are attached to our old habits, our old setup, our homes, our parents, our family, our relatives, our job, our position. We all are attached. Right? That is having our one kind of a lifestyle. And now we have to change our lifestyle. You know? So the transition phase. So the transition phase, you know, it's very difficult to give up that attachment.
Like, one part of mind says that both things cannot go together. But other part of mind says, it does not appreciate it, so it does not realize it, the importance of making this change.
Yes, we don't realize the importance. That's a very good verse from the heart. We don't realize the importance of this following a Vaishnava lifestyle. We don't realize. You see, please remember, this Krishna consciousness is not a movement just to feel good. No, we not come here to have a good feeling, just a peace of mind, relaxation. No, it's not for that. It's a very serious business. Serious business. So we have to be Vyasatmika Buddhi. Vyasatmika Buddhi means single-minded, single-pointed intelligence. Okay? It's not for that. So, Mr. Srila Prabhupada used to say that, you know, it's very easy to come in Krishna consciousness. And it's very, very difficult to continue in Krishna consciousness. And why most of the people are not able to continue? Because of this confusion, this conflict only, that they are not able to change their lifestyle. So if we really want to go back to Godhead, if we really want to remain devotees throughout our life, if we really want to remain in the association of devotees till we leave our this body, we have to follow this rational lifestyle. The choice is yours. If you have just come here for a 2-year fling, 3-year fling, that's all. As long as I am in the college, 2 years, let me have no problem, nice prasadam, nice kirtan, you know, some feeling good, no problem. After I go to corporates, I will go to US and I have my own life. Sometimes I will chant and that's all. That kind of feeling is there, then okay. But really want to make it, until I leave my body, I should remain in the association of devotees. Then we will have to adjust our lifestyle. There is no bit. Because this is the basic reason why a devotee is not able to continue. The basic reason. They take it very lightly. Number one, they take Vaishnavas lightly. And number two, they take its lifestyle also very lightly. Ah, chalta hai. Kya hai? What if I keep a long hair, man? What if? I'm chanting, you know. I'm chanting. So I'm keeping long hairs, no problem. What if I'm coming to temple wearing jeans? No problem. See, I'm dancing nicely, I'm rendering service. No problem. Heart. Heart should be clean, that's all. You know, bhav grahi janardana. Krishna accepts the sentiments only. It's all dikhava, tilak. Why what is the need of a tilak? No show off. Why do we are continue? Why to show off to the world that I am a devotee? Paramatma sabke hriday mein hai. He knows I am a devotee, sir. What is the problem? So we have this kind of conflict. We don't fully adjust to the Vaishnava lifestyle. This small thing is keeping mentality. We don't fully adjust to the Vaishnava lifestyle. And because we don't fully adjust to the Vaishnava lifestyle, we are out of it. Now you may ask why? Why? This Krishna is very cruel. What is this? I want to continue in devotional service. If I am not adjusting devotional lifestyle, this Vaishnava lifestyle, I am out of it. Why? Why this Vaishnava lifestyle is so important that Krishna is throwing us out, Radha Rani is withdrawing her mercy? Why it is so important? I want to continue in the Krishna consciousness. If I am not able to follow this lifestyle, why I am out of it? Why it is so important? Scratch your brains. Why it is so important? And you'll get the answer. It's a very easy answer. Yes, it's our natural lifestyle. It's our natural lifestyle. Because in Vaikuntha also we'll be following the same lifestyle. We won't be drinking wine there. We won't be eating onion and garlic there. We won't be eating, you know, non-vegetarian food there. Same lifestyle we have to follow. In Vaikuntha they won't be jeans. They won't be any jeans there, you know. We'll have to roam around in his dhotis only. Wearing tilak, kanti, everything the same. This Hare Krishna movement is an incarnation of the spiritual world. It's a prototype. It's a prototype. So if you're not able to adjust with your lifestyle, out. No problem, sir. Next time, maybe next birth. So there's no way, there's no way, there's no way. This is a testing ground. Is a testing ground. So that's why it is so important to change our lifestyle. Now please mind, changing lifestyle, I am not telling you to shave off your head, wear saffron, no. What is, you know, change lifestyle doesn't mean that from tomorrow you just shave off your head and wear saffron. No, that's not that. Okay? See, for Nashram Dharma is there, you may enter into Grastashram, you may, some of you will go become Brahmacharis also, some of you will later on become Sannyasis also, Vanprastha also, in different ashram. In different ashram has a different lifestyle. See, if you see our Guru Parampara, Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was the first a bachelor, then he went to Grastha Ashram, then he took mantras, then he took sannyas. He went through all the four ashrams. In all the four ashrams, he was Krishna conscious, perfectly Krishna conscious. In all the four ashrams, he was following a Vaishnava lifestyle. In all the four ashrams. Before marriage, when he was a little child, he used to take out a Jagannath Rath Yatra. He was having his personal deity. And he was so fond of going to Jagannath Puri and Vrindavan. He used to go to the platform, railway station. He used to find out what is the railway fare for going from Calcutta to Vrindavan. He was so fond of going to Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. His father was a perfect Vaishnav, Gaur Mohan Day. Whenever some sadhu used to come to his house, he used to ask for the blessing from the sadhu that my son may become a devotee of Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada was following the Vaishnava lifestyle. He was not drinking tea. He was not eating flesh. Perfect Vaishnava lifestyle he was following. And when he became married, he was a grastha, then also he was following Vaishnava lifestyle. And when he became mantras and sannyasi, again he was following Vaishnava lifestyle. Before he went to New York, his godbrothers told him, you are going to the Western countries, you have to change your attire. This dhoti, kurta and this rubber shoes, you have to change. You should learn to eat with knife and fork. Srila Prabhupada said, I am going to West not to learn, but to teach them. I will teach them the Vedic way of living. I won't learn from them. So he did that. So in all ashramas, Srila Prabhupada followed Vaishnava lifestyle. Then next is Pattis Nansari Thakur Maharaj. Okay? He was a scholar. He was a walking encyclopedia. When he was only 16 years old, he wrote a book on astronomy. He was given the title of Siddhant Saraswati. Okay? Very big scholar. And one day he thought, if I continue my studies, I will be forced to enter Grastha Ashram. And he was so much determined to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he took a decision, he dropped out his studies. And he became a Naishtik Brahmachari. So that is also good. He was a Naishtik Brahmachari, but followed Vaishnava lifestyle perfectly. Then is Bhaktivinoda Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj. Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj was also a grastha. He was a grain merchant. Okay? Then he entered Vanprastha, and then he was a Babaji. Babaji is altogether different. Babaji Vaishnava is different. So he also always a Vaishnava. Throughout his life, in all our stages of ashram, he was following Vaishnava lifestyle. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You all know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also a grastha and following Vaishnava lifestyle. So whether you are a brahmachari, a grastha or a sannyasi, that doesn't matter. Vaishnava lifestyle can be followed in all ashrams. But we should realize it is important. This is our original consciousness. It's our original consciousness to follow Vaishnava lifestyle. You see, if you're not doing that, remember that we have come from an animal consciousness. Somehow we are struggling to raise our consciousness and we again go back to that stage. You see, our consciousness of a materialistic person is altogether different. All these three things are different for a materialistic person, for a non-rational. They are poles apart. If you just compare consciousness, association and goal of a devotee and a non-devotee, they are poles apart. Consciousness. A rational's consciousness is that he should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And what will be the consciousness of a materialist? Never remember Krishna. As far as possible. Even if some miseries come, he'll go to Krishna. And when you go to Krishna, the miseries, he'll again pray that remove my miseries so that I should not come back to you again. Remove the misery in such a way that there is no need of coming back to you. Enough. And the devotees, Kunti Maharani is praying that give me more miseries, so that I come to you again and again. I have your darshan again and again. So consciousness is altogether different. A materialist, a sense gratifier, will never think that he is going to die. Never say never again. He will never die. Never say die. He will never think of dying. But a devotee is always ready to die. A devotee is always ready to embrace death. And a sense gratifier is always ready to be embarrassed by death. This is a consciousness. Altogether different. Altogether different. You see, your lifestyle will automatically change if Kanaiya is thinking, I am going to die next moment. I can die next moment. I should be ready for it. Ante Narayana Smriti. So I should mold my life in such a way that always I am remembering Krishna, because I can die at any time. But a sense gratifier will never think of dying. Oh, death is such an inauspicious word. Never think of dying. No, no, yes, okay. We'll continue. Even person is on the deathbed. His relatives are consoling him. No, Babaji, you will see the marriage of my granddaughter, you will see the marriage of the son of my granddaughter and what not. You'll continue, don't worry, you'll continue. So he'll never think of dying. So how will he remember Krishna? What a change. So his lifestyle will be altogether different. And the lifestyle of a person who is always remembering them, remembering Krishna, is going to be different. Isn't it? It has to be. That's why Lord Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Yanisha Sar Bhutana, Tasyam Jagati Sanyami, Yasyam Jagati Bhutani, Sanisha Pashyatopuna. Whatever is night for a materialist person is a day for a yogi. And whatever is a day for a yogi is a night for a materialist person. What is the meaning of this verse? That in the field where non-materialists are very active, hyperactive, a devotee will just relax. He won't take part in those activities. And the activities where devotees are very active, the materialists will take rest. They won't participate. So their lifestyle will automatically change. Krishna is saying. Lord Krishna is declaring Bhagavad Gita. The lifestyle of a devotee and the lifestyle of a non-devotee has to be different. Has to be. You know, so realize its importance, that if you are not changing, then we will go back, we will fall down. And a Vaishnava is right. In the beginning I said, a Vaishnava is scared of falling down. Okay? And then you see, who should be our role model, you know? The lifestyle is also a role model. We have a goal or a role model, you see? Sometimes we have a role model as a film star, cricket star, or in our college, we have a topper. That is our role model. Or sometimes we're in a corporate sector, we have a role model. Ambani is our role model. Bill Gates is our role model. We follow his lifestyle. We follow his personal life. At what time he gets up? Oh, he plays golf. Oh, he does yoga. Achha, then I'll also start doing yoga. I'll also start playing golf. Similarly, if you join a company, if someone comes to know that chairman of a company plays golf or goes for tennis, we'll also do that. He likes swimming. Okay, I also like to do swimming. So we change our lifestyle. We follow our role model. Isn't it? We do that. So now who should be our role model? What should be our role model for a devotee or Vaishnava? Acharyas. Jesus Acharya. This Guru Parampara and Shad Goswami, they should be our role model. Should always know their life's histories. Different circumstances, in different circumstances, how they acted, what kind of sacrifices they made, what was their lifestyle. Tyakva turnam ashesha mandalpati shrenim sada tuchhava bhutvadina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kanthashito Gopi Bhavara Samrita Abdilahari Kallola Mandomohu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyugo Shri Jeeva Gopalako Yakva Turna Mashesha Mandalpati Shredin Sadat Uchavar. See, Srinivasacharya is saying that Yakva Turna Mashesha Mandalpati, they gave up the sovereignty of the entire kingdom, you know. Mandalpati, they were the king of the entire earth. Because at that time, throughout the world, India was the most prosperous country. And in India, Bengal was the most prosperous state. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were the finest minister and the prime minister of the most prosperous state, not of India, of the world. So in a way, they were ruling over the entire world. So they gave up that position and accepted a very humble position of a mendicant in the Vrindavan. Okay. And the result they got, Gopi Bhavara Samritam Dilahari. They are always immersed in the bhava of gopis. Vande Rupa Sanatana Adhriyago Shri Jeeva Gopala. So we should see the life stories of these Vaishnavas. They should be our role model. So in this material life there will be many ups and downs. Bound to be there. Bound to be. There will be ups and downs in our lives. Definitely. So in ups and downs we should refer to these acharyas. How they behaved, how they acted. Their lives will give us a lot of inspiration. They will give us determination to continue in devotional life. Okay. So that they should be our role models. So when our role models are different, life shall have to be different. Life shall have to be different. See. I remember like when I resigned my from job, my chief manager called me and said, okay, so you're going. So what post you are getting? So what will be your position? What post you are getting? I just laughed. You know. He had only this role model. You know. So you're going. He's thinking that I'm going to join some normal company. So what post will you be getting? Become a president or what? I told him, Das, Das, Arun, Das. So he couldn't appreciate. So he couldn't appreciate. You see, this is a version of Das Dasanu Das. And a materialist is boss, Basanu boss. So life shall have to be different. And it's Das Dasanu Das, this is boss, Basanu boss. So it has to be poles apart. Has to be. If we are not, then we are not being a Vaishnava. So we should not feel isolated. We should not feel singled out. We should not feel inferior. We should not be scared. Oh, I am different. Yes, you are different. You are certainly different. You are at Anandme and they are at Anme. There's a lot of difference. There's a lot of difference between Anandme and Anme. So you shouldn't be timid. Should not be timid. Be very, very confident. This conviction is required. This conviction should be in your heart. Otherwise you won't be able to continue. If you are not able to do well your interview, dekha, yehi tha, yehi tha, this is the reason, you know. Yehi tha, yes. Should go back to them. Phas gaya tha, aise chakkar. Galti karne ko. Chanting bhi kiya, sab kuch kiya. Kya result? I couldn't get it. These boys, they got wonderful package, 10 lakh package, 12 lakh package, what's that? Nothing. I'm not able to show my face. I'm a failure. So change your role models. Your role model should not be a 12 lakh package. No, that's not our role model. It landed in zero. Value is zero. 12 lakh package, 24 lakh package, value is ultimately zero. Yes, it is zero value. At the time of that, your pay slip won't be seen by the Yamdutas. You won't be showing your pay slip, degrees, everything. No. It's like zero value. Please, we have this knowledge. We know the difference between body and spirit. These things should be absolutely clear to us. You know, sometimes it is very sad to know that you all are quite mature now. Because these things we are talking, we don't talk at a very new stage. You all are quite mature. That's why we are talking so openly. You see, now we know the difference in body and spirit. We know the difference between material world and spiritual world. We know for sure Krishna is God. We know for sure spiritual world exists. Then still why we are confused, why we are not convinced, why our role models are not changing, why the parameter of success is not changing, why our goals are not changing. There is no doubt, even by at the level of intelligence, we can easily conclude that God is there, soul is there, Krishna is there, easily we can conclude. So an intelligent person should immediately, you know, adjust himself, change his consciousness, change his association, change his goal, change his role models. Then automatically lifestyle will change. Yes, so simple. You see, Lord Krishna has said, Svalpamapi asi dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. On this path, even a small progress will save you from the biggest danger. And what is the biggest danger? Fall down into lower species of life. Okay? This is the potency of devotional service. Even if you are not able to make it, Krishna is saying, I will save you. Yesterday, Murali Krishna was telling me that he read from Srimad Bhagavatam that even in the beginning stage of devotional service, Krishna is protecting us. Krishna is protecting us. And this Krishna conscious movement, this ISKCON, is being personally supervised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is being personally supervised. What is the fear? What kind of insecurity? No insecurity should be there. He is being personally supervised. Even a neophyte devotee will be given all protection in this Sankirtan Andolan. It is so powerful. So we should not at all be afraid of anything. Okay? So on one hand, Krishna is saying that even a small progress on this path will protect you from the biggest danger. But if you go to the materialistic life, even the big materialistic achievements won't be able to save you from a smallest danger. Even if you are a millionaire, you are always scared. If you are riding in a car, you are always scared that my car may get punctured. Your big balance won't be able to save you from that car puncture. A small danger. Big bank balance, big degrees won't be able to save you from one nail. Just see the irony. This is a paradox. And still we pursue our material life with so much enthusiasm. Yanisha sarabhutanam tasyam jagati sanyami. For us it should be a night. Just do it at the level of duty. That's all. Just do it at the level of duty. No attachment, no giving of our heart. Because our goal is clear, role models are clear, association of devotees, consciousness is clear. That's all. So if you do it, we will never be disturbed. If this thing is clear in our mind, we will never be disturbed. Sir, I couldn't clear my exams, I failed. No problem, try your best. Do it as a duty. You will never be, you know, puzzled, you will never be perplexed. Never. If these things are clear in our life, in our mind, these things will be clear. Any questions you can still ask. I want it to be an interactive session. Because this is not a normal lecture. If you have any questions, don't keep doubts in your mind. You won't get this opportunity again. These are the fundamentals of our spiritual life. This association, the fundamental of our spiritual life. You know? So be absolutely clear, absolutely free and frank. And the foundation should be strong. Yes, Vikram. Our day, throughout the day. Yeah, that's what, you know, the next 7 to 8 days we'll be talking of that only. What will be the lifestyle that will be affecting our consciousness? So consciousness is the aim will be always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Whether you're in the college or you're in the job or in the base. The consciousness will be like that only. Should be like that. That is the aim. So our mode of life is such a non-devotees. Okay. Yes. Yeah, this is good. Even a small discussion with non-devotees will make us forget that we are rational, we are trying to be rational. This is a really pitiable situation actually. And we have to mingle with them also. That means a strong dose of association is required. strong dose of association, strong dose of antibiotic is required. Non-devotee association is like an infection. We have this polio vaccination going on. So regular vaccination is required. Regular vaccination camps are required. Very strong dose. Then we won't be forgetting. Strong morning program is required. Attentive chanting is required. Mind is our enemy for so many births. Right from our existence in this material world, mind is our enemy. So it's our very, very old enemy. So he won't let you go so easily.
Everyone's
mind is material only in this material world. We all are struggling with that. Okay. Obviously. What we can do is, we can learn from them, you know. We can even learn from Napoleon, you know. Napoleon never used to sleep. You know when he used to sleep? When he was doing horse riding. So we can learn from him. He never used to waste time. He was Satmika Buddhi. Single-pointed intelligence. We can learn from him. These things we can learn. The role model should be our acharyas. Only then we'll get their mercy, we'll get their mood. You see, Krishna is not blind. Krishna has his eyes everywhere. And Krishna is a person. Never forget this. Most of the mistakes in our spiritual life we make only when we forget that Krishna is a person. Krishna is a person. Very, very, and we have a very, very close and intimate relationship with Krishna. Very close and intimate relationship. He's a person. He has feelings, he has desires, he can see, he can hear, he can feel. Okay? So when Krishna is a person, he will see that we are making efforts. We have changed our role models. We are trying to follow the acharyas. Don't you think he'll bestow all his mercy upon us? Don't you think all the acharyas, they are also seeing us from the spiritual world. Don't you think they will also shower their mercy upon us? And we will never remain unprotected. We will be fully protected. Clear? So that's why Rupa Goswami says, you know, just purchase bhakti at any cost. No price is a big price for purchasing bhakti. No sacrifice is a big sacrifice. Just do it. At any cost, at any price, just purchase it immediately. Okay. So, these are the parameters governing our here.
This should be our only goal or
secondary goal? What do you say? Nice question. It should be our only goal or secondary goal? Shabde विश्वास कहले सुदृढ़ निश्चय, कृष्ण भक्ति कहला सर्व कर्म कृत है। दिस इज कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेनिंग इन चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत। श्रद्धा शब्द विश्वास कहले, श्रद्धा मीन्स दैट फर्म फेथ, सुदृढ़ निश्चय। कृष्ण भक्ति कहला सर्व कर्म कृत है, इफ यू डूइंग कृष्ण भक्ति एवरीथिंग इज डन। ओके, बिकॉज इफ यू आर हैविंग प्राइमरी गोल्स, सेकेंडरी गोल्स, बहुशाखा अनंतश्च बुद्ध्यवसायिनः, intelligence will be multi-branched. Okay, so resolute, if you can be resolute on this path, only we have a single-pointed intelligence. Okay, now thing comes, then what, how to complete our studies, how to perform in corporate sector, you know, how to do that. So like Ajay said, the, all those things should be channelized in this direction only. Okay, don't take me wrong that that means that I should not give up at all. All these things have to be channelized, but they should not be goal actually. Goal should be Krishna consciousness. Getting my point?
You said that Dhri Bhakti will attain all the goals. But if you're doing Bhakti to attain the goals, like for example, the goals are there. You're not making separate, you're thinking that Dhri Bhakti will attain the goals.
You're using Bhakti as a ladder. Okay, you can do that. Akamo saru kamova moksh kamo dharde. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajante purushampara. Bhagavatam says that. No problem. Even if you have ulterior motives. For us it is ulterior, but for Krishna nothing is ulterior. He knows inside out. So we were thinking that we are smart. But will Krishna will outsmart us? Now what will he do? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, he is having material desire also and spiritual desire also. Ami Vigya ei Murk. He is thinking he is smart, but actually he is Murk. Ami Vigya, I know everything. So what Krishna will do? He will change your life in such a manner that you will automatically change your goals. You won't use bhakti as a ladder. So no problem in the beginning, if you are using bhakti as a ladder to achieve materialistic goal, no problem. Do bhakti. Somehow or other, take shelter of Krishna. But don't be hypocrite. Don't be duplicious. If you're having this aim, materialistic aim, agree. You know, in front of Krishna, in front of Guru, don't hesitate. Just open your heart. I want success in materialistic life. That's why I'm chanting. That's why I come to you, sir. That's why I'm letting distribute your classes. I just want to do that. Some of you may have, or may not have, or other people may have. But don't be duplicious. Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. Dhruv Maharaj was not duplicious. When Narad Muni caught him on the way, Narad Muni told him, hey, where are you going? You're a small child. Don't be so, you know, fanatic. If these things keep on happening, your house, you know, family life keep on happening, go back. Go back and relax. You're a small child. So Dhruv Maharaj said, get away. If you can help me on this way, okay. Otherwise, get away. I don't have time. You know. So Narad Muni could see his determination. He wanted a, you know, he wanted a planet which is higher than the planet of Brahmaji. He was having materialistic goal and he approached Krishna for materialistic goal. But what he did? Tivren Bhakti Yoga. Even if you are having the materialistic goal, this bhakti should be performed with tivrata, no dhilapan. Dhilapan nahi hona chahiye, laziness nahi. Aye, mera to my, these people want to go back to Godhead. I don't want to go back to Godhead. So why should I perform? Why should I get up early in the morning? Why should I chant? I anyway have to remain in this material world only. I want success in this material world only. So I'll become Kirtaniya Sadahari throughout the day. I'll chant. Right from the morning to night, I'll keep on chanting. Two rounds. So why should I get up at 3:30, perform Mangal Arati and do all those things? Eat only prasadam. No. Even if we want success in materialistic goals, we have to perform devotional service, tivrata. Tivrata means with intensity. You are trying to understand this point? Whatever your goal may be, the devotional service should be performed with intensity. It should be practiced with a lot of intensity. No laziness. Correct? So what happened when Lord Krishna appeared before Dhruva Maharaj and he touched his forehead with his conch shell? He was purely, totally purified. All the contaminations were gone. And then Dhruva Maharaj said, I was looking for a broken glass of pieces and I got diamond, real diamond. And then Krishna, Vishnu asked him, what do you want? He said, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I was a fool that I was having these material desires. Okay? So this will happen with everyone. People with material desires, also, if they approach Krishna, Krishna will fulfill those material desires also, but purify them also. Okay? Yeah, these things. Intensity will become a strong sadhana. Following the instructions very, very strongly. Okay. Okay. So this on this part, yeah. Yeah, why not? We should go ahead. We should do that.
In the Jetanya, they are not secondary goals, but some responsibilities are due to our previous attachments or present attachments, like we have expanded our things. Now we have to wind up like this. Somehow we have to do those things.
Yeah.
Is it like that or something else?
You see, this whole this material world, we should always have a disinvestment plan. No investment plan, disinvestment plan. Disinvestment plan, not investment plan. You know, we should lead our life in such a way that we get to lead from this material existence as early as possible. You know, not tamjham, don't broaden your network, wind it up. Make it as simple as possible. Wind it up. So like you said, to our previous lifestyle we have some responsibilities, wind it up. Don't broaden it, just wind it up. So that you can concentrate on this only goal of your life. So ultimately you are doing it because you have only one goal in your life, that is Krishna consciousness, to please Krishna and Guru, that's all. Okay. And see, Krishna is guaranteeing us, if we have only one goal in our life, to please Krishna and Guru, we will always be blissful. We will always be blissful. Most of us are confused because we have multiple goals. You see, you people are still better. If you go out, especially young generation, see their faces, they are all moron. They are just like, you know, walking dead bodies. Totally artificial lifestyle. So morose. You know, because there are so many goals in their life. They want sex also, they want money also, they want to please their parents also, they want position also. So many goals. And they are really confused. Only one goal, because Jiva Sarupe Hove Krishna Nitya Das, that's all. He is Das of only Krishna, no one else. He is Das of Krishna only, no one else. So goal should be to please my master only, that's all. And Nitya Das, Nitya means Sadaiva and Sarvatra. Sadaiva means always, Sarvatra means in all places. It's not that in my college I won't be Das of Krishna. Or in my company I won't be Das of Krishna. No. Sarvatra and Sadev, at all times and all places, I'm Nitya Das of Krishna. Krishna is my only master. Ekala Ishwa Krishna Asab Bhratya. Ekala Ishwa Krishna. Only Krishna is God, Krishna is enjoyer. Asab Bhratya. Rest all are to be enjoyed by Krishna. So we only one goal, will always be blissful, no confusion of taking decision in your life. No confusion. That's all. Anukula se sankalpa, patikula se varjanam. That's all. That is favorable for my Krishna consciousness. Accept, not favorable, I reject. Khatam. No confusion. We all are so confused to take decision because we have multiple goals, contradictory goals. And we are confused. Clear? Okay. So that was on the lifestyle, importance of Vaishnava lifestyle. So till now we have discussed the importance of a Vaishnava and the importance of changing our lifestyle. Now quickly we'll go through like what are the important parameters of this lifestyle, you know. What does this lifestyle will consist of? And in detail we'll be discussing about these subjects in coming week. Okay. First of all is that a Vaishnav should lead his life strictly as per the Vedic scriptures. You know, strictly. If we read Shastras and if we see a Vaishnava, he's called, you know, Pustak Granth and Purush Bhagavat and Bhagavat Granth. He's a Bhagavat only. A devotee is also called Bhagavat. Bhagavat means they are reading their life as per the Bhagavat Purana. Okay? So we should lead our life as per the scriptures. Okay? Scriptures and manuals, remember it. They are practical. We have to. Sometimes they are not practical. We are not determined to follow them. They are practical. Always. Okay? And number two, the scriptures have rules and regulations. So we should be following rules and regulations. We all are disciples. Disciples means a disciplined life. Disciplined life means as per rules and regulations. Okay? You see now, these rules and regulations are of two types. Major and minor. Okay? Can you please tell me what are the major rules for all of you? For all of us?
Chanting.
The major rule. No change we can make. Another major rule? Four agreements. These are major rules. We can't change it. The minor rules are there. So many minor rules are there. You know? In the beginning, we won't tell you the minor rules. We were not telling you the minor rules. But slowly and slowly, as you are maturing, we are coming to know the minor rules also. Oh, we have to take bath after passing stool also. Acha, acha. We have to do this also. Oh, we have to eat for right hand only also. These are minor rules, etiquettes which we should be teaching you as per the maturity level. But Srila Prabhupada has said, just chant 16 rounds, follow four agreed principles, I'll take you back to Godhead. Now this sounds very simple. But to keep on chanting 16 rounds and keep on following four agreed principles depends how minutely we are following the minor rules. It's not easy. It's not a mechanical process to keep on chanting 16 rounds and following four agreed principles throughout our lives. Throughout. It's very, very difficult. We have practically seen in my last 12 years of Krishna consciousness. Then many devotees were very, very fixed up for 5 years, and so after 6-7 years, somehow or other the Maya attacks them, again they get addicted to watching TV. They start drinking tea. It can happen with all of us, any of us. Maya is very strong. You know? So because somehow or other we were not that much particular in following the minor rules, the Maya will attack us. You see, Maya just needs one hole, that's all. You see, if we have, you know, in a village, there may be a dam wall, you know, we build a wall, and there's a dam on the other side. We just do a pinhole in that wall. During the night time, we just do a pinhole and come back, and nothing will happen, just a pinhole. Morning will just rectify. So when you get up in the morning, what will you see? Getting my question?
I don't think you could see.
Eh?
Will you be washed out?
Yeah, will be washed out. Similarly, okay, I'm chanting 16 rounds, calling four elderly principles, these small details now. Sometimes I take bath, sometimes I don't take bath, you know. I eat with two hands, no problem. Sometimes I do that, sometimes I'm not able to follow that. Minor rules I'm not able to, so strict. So what you're doing? You're leaving that small gap. You're inviting Maya to enter through this small gap and destroy our spiritual life on it. Okay? So this following of minor rules is very, very important. So what are these minor rules? We'll be telling you over the next week. Okay? And then Vaishnava life itself should be very simple. And the simplicity is Vaishnavism. Where is Naveen gone? What?
Haven't
seen that. No problem, just call him. Just wind up otherwise. He's missing so many parts. So, simplicity. Now, what is meant by simplicity? We're discussing in detail, but just to give you a small preview. What is meant by simplicity?
फैसिलिटीज नहीं होनी चाहिए, मतलब उनकी फैसिलिटीज बढ़ाने के लिए काम करनी है, जितना सिंपल लेवल सिंपलिसिटी.
आपको डुप्लीसिटी ना होगा, दिखाना कुछ होना कुछ. यस
यस
डूइंग वॉट एवर ओके यू मीन टू से युक्त वैराग्य. I mean, you should, we can do yukta vairagya on that level, up to which level, that level we have consciousness. If you are not able to use that thing in the service of Krishna, we will not take it. That's good. That's very nice recognition. So simplicity means without duplicity. You see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are patit pavan. Okay? They are patit pavan. If you have most fallen, they will deliver us. I don't know if it's required. They are patit pavan, okay, but they are not kapti pavan. They are not kapti pavan. So if you are kapti, kapti means duplicious, and they won't tolerate this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very strict. He is Mahavadanyaya, very very merciful, very very merciful. He is distributing Krishna prem to everyone. He is doing the most fallen also. But if we are kapti, duplicious, then he is very strict. The story of Chota Haridas Thakur, you know that? Mahaprabhu had a disciple called Chota Haridas. So it's a long story, in short I'll tell you that. So he went to beg some rice from Madhvi Mata. She was an old lady. And the rice were cooked also. And Mahaprabhu ate prasadam also. It was very nice prasadam also. Mahaprabhu just asked, who has brought this rice? And he was told, Chota Haridas. And next day he said, just kick out Chota Haridas. I don't want to see him. And because Mahaprabhu is Paramatma, he came to know. And when Chota Haridas went to fetch the rice from that lady, you know, he just looked at her. He was a sannyasi. Chota Haridas was a sannyasi. The sannyasi is not supposed to look at the woman. He just looked at her with some lusty desires. That's all. And then when he came back again, he didn't do anything. Just bought some rice. And Mahaprabhu rejected him. And then Chota Haridas committed suicide. So Mahaprabhu was so strict. So we should not be kapti. So we may all are, you know, you may be realizing that we also do it. We are not so pure. We also look at women. You know. We also have lusty desires. Okay. But we should admit it. Okay. We should pray to Prabhupada. We should pray to the Acharyas. We should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to remove these lusty desires from our heart. We should pray. We should admit. That's why the prayers are very important. We should not act. No, everything is okay. I am a Mahabhagavan. You know? So we should have a very simplicity is Vaishnavism. Okay? Straightforwardness. And then determination. So we should be very, very determined to remain Vaishnava. You know? See, there is one saying that even if the whole world calls me mad, people are calling us mad. You know? Even people are calling us mad, if you are not listening to them, they may call us arrogant also. अरे सुनता ही नहीं अन क्या हो गया इसको इज मैड इज एरोगेंट दे मे कॉल मी मैड दे मे कॉल मी एरोगेंट ऑल्सो बट स्टिल आई विल नॉट गिव अप डिजायरिंग द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा आई विल नॉट गिव अप हैंकरिंग द लोटस फीट ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्णा एंड देन डिवोट इज प्रेइंग ओ वासुदेव ओ गोविंद इवन इफ यू गिव मी ऑल द वेल्थ इन दिस वर्ल्ड और मेक मी द पुअरेस्ट पर्सन ऑफ इन द वर्ल्ड और गिव मी ऑल रिस्पेक्ट और गिव मी ऑल इंसल्ट or take me back to Godhead, or put me in the hell, whatever you may do, you like, but still, I'll have a deep attraction for your service. So that kind of determination we should have. Come what may, I will not leave chanting. Come what may, I'll keep on falling for everyday principles. Come what may, I'll lead my life as close to the Vedic scriptures as possible. In all circumstances, I'll do that. Come what may, I'll follow the instructions of my Guru. That determination should be there. Remember, this is a spiritual process. And spiritual energy is the superior energy of the Lord. So if you are determined, Krishna will give us the energy. Where there is a will, there is the way. Okay, so we should be determined. And then, you know, Vaishnava lifestyle, in the Vaishnava lifestyle, everything is an offering to Krishna with love and devotion. Everything. Everything, his words, his mind, his gestures, small, his every life, his every breath is for Krishna. That should be our lifestyle. We should mold our life in such a way that we are offering everything to Krishna, every moment we are offering to Krishna. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat vidoshi, dadasiya, yat pasasi, kaunteya, tat karosu madharpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever yagya you perform, whatever your charity you give, whatever tapasya you perform, just do it as an offering to me. So even if you are working outside, if you are working in the corporate sector, if you are doing business, you are leading a family life, whatever you are doing, we should not do it in an enjoying spirit. We should do it as an offering to Krishna. That art we should learn. You see, a materialistic thing takes every object in this creation for his enjoyment. He even takes his moons and stars for his own enjoyment. Okay, but a devotee sees everything as an instrument, as a paraphernalia for the service of God. Everything he sees as a paraphernalia for the service of Krishna. But a materialist will see everything for his own enjoyment. So we should offer everything in the service of Krishna. That should be our lifestyle. Okay, Lord Krishna is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Madarthe sarva anga cheshtitam. He is saying it to Uddhav. Madarthe, for me, sarvanga cheshtitam. All the activities you are performing by different senses. Sarvanga cheshtitam. Easy sense. With different organs you are performing different activities. So all these efforts, Madarthe, for me, you should do. Brushing our teeth for Krishna. Taking bath for Krishna. Everything, that should be our lifestyle. Everything, whatever activities I am performing. Sleeping for prayer of Krishna, eating for prayer of Krishna. Everything should be an offering to Krishna. Dancing for the prayer of Krishna, chanting for the prayer of Krishna. Everything. That should be our lifestyle. It's an offering. Okay. And you see, what was this point? It was fifth number. Fourth or fifth number. Sixth number is, you see, Lord Krishna has said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Mahatmanas tu maha partha devim prakatam ashrita. You see, we should mold our lifestyle in such a way that we are always dependent, we are taking the shelter of Radharani. You see, Mahatmanas tu partha devim prakatam ashrita. You see, we are the marginal potency. Jiva is a marginal potency, it is a shakti. So we always have this option of taking the shelter of Mahamaya or Yogamaya. Mahamaya is who? Durga Devi. And Yogamaya is Radharani. It's our choice. Okay? It's our choice. So we should mold our life in such a way that we always remain under the shelter of Radharani. You see, as a Jiva, as a soul, we don't have any power. Only one power, that is willpower. Now to execute that will, we need to perform some activities. So for performing any activity, we need strength. And the strength we can have from these two sources, either from Durga Devi or from Radharani. So Mahatmas, the devotees, they always remain under the shelter of Radharani. They always take strength from the spiritual energy of the Lord. Antaranga Shakti. Okay. So what are the symptoms? Bhajanti ananya mansa. So these people who have taken the shelter of Radharani, the symptom is bhajanti ananya mansa. They are always doing the bhajan of Krishna. Gyata bhutadi mapyam, because they know he is the cause of all causes. Okay. Clear? You see, Arjuna is asking Krishna in Srimad Bhagavata 2nd chapter about the lifestyle of a devotee. Can anyone say what is that verse? very famous verse.
How this understanding starts?
What?
मतलब जो स्थित प्रज्ञ होते हैं वो कैसे बिहेव करते हैं.
Very nice. Good. Good. स्थित प्रज्ञ. How do they behave? स्थित प्रज्ञ से का भाषा समाधि से सुकेश्वर स्थिति किम प्रभाषा तर किम आसीत वजेत के. Those who are sthit pragya, those with intelligence fixed in Krishna, ka bhasha, what language they speak, and how do they speak, how do they sit, how do they walk? So he is asking for lifestyle of a devotee. How can I recognize he is a devotee? How can I recognize? So they do everything under the shelter of Radharani. The kind of language they speak, the way they walk, the way they sit. So Acharya has said the walking and sitting means how they are using their senses. Sitting means they are withdrawing their senses from the sense objects. And walking means they are using their senses in the service of Krishna. So how do they do that? Okay. So Arjuna is also asking the same question. What is the lifestyle of a devotee? And Krishna in the subsequent verses is explaining, second chapter, 55th verse onwards, is explaining what is the lifestyle of a devotee. So, Mahatmanas Maam Partha, they always remain under the shelter of Radharani. Okay. The sixth is humility. See, the difference between a Brahman and a Vaishnava is that of humility. If a Vaishnava is not humble, he is not a Vaishnava. You see, we can attract Krishna only with our meekness. That's all. If you are not humble, you know, simple definition of being humble is that we are not competing with Krishna. If you are not humble, that means you are trying to compete with Krishna. You are trying to impress Krishna with your aishwaryas. See my strength, see my knowledge, see my beauty, see my wealth. So, see our, you know, foolishness. We are trying to compete with Shad Aishwarya Pun Krishna. We are trying to impress Krishna with our wealth, with our knowledge, with our education, with our beauty. So humility means not competing with Krishna. You know that Krishna is cause of all causes. I am nothing. I am just an instrument. My Guru Maharaj is using me as an instrument. So we will always remain meek, always dependent on Krishna's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy. That's all. Okay. So if you're not being humble, always remember this. Okay, you're not being humble, trying to compete with Krishna. Then you can know the result. What will be the result? Okay. So Vaishnava is always humble. Humility. If he is humble, that's why he respects everyone. This is the next quality. He respects everyone. So our lifestyle should be that we are respecting everyone. Everyone means everyone, living, non-living, everything in this creation he respects. Can you tell me why he respects everything? Living and non-living also. Yes, he takes it as everything as an emanation from Krishna. He sees Krishna in everything. You know, he'll treat this glass also with lot of respect. Srila Prabhupada, if you see Srila Prabhupada's videos, how he used to drink water, such in a majestic style. You know, if you see just style, like this. He was honoring everything, you know. Some people used to say that just by seeing Srila Prabhupada drinking water from the glass, they become devotees. How he used to cut apple and how he used to give apple, distribute the prasadam. Everything in style. Because he was seeing Krishna everywhere. He used to respect everyone, living or non-living. So we may not be at that stage, but we can come to that consciousness by offering respect to everyone. Okay? So in the beginning it is a tapasya to offer respect to everyone. Because I think I am better than him. He should be offering respect to me. I am the best in fact. Why should I offer respect to that person? He has so many bad qualities which are visible, which are so glaring. Everyone knows that he has his bad qualities. Still, I am expected to respect him. This is for my own good, for my own consciousness. It is very important, very, very important, because we all are now in the association of devotees. So devotees association is the mother of bhakti. Devotee association nourishes the bhakti, and Vishnu Chakra Thakur says devotee association destroys the bhakti also. Why it destroys the bhakti? If we do not know how to take association. So it is the beginning of our devotional life. In the beginning itself, we may commit mistakes. We may commit aparad. We may not respect each other. But Krishna is watching everything. Remember, Krishna is a person, he is watching everything. So that's why it's very, very important. So he respects everyone. Okay. And the last point was, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to
godliness.
So if you want to be next to Krishna, close to Krishna. Next to Krishna means close to Krishna. We have to be clean. Okay. Krishna likes cleanliness. Clean heart, clean place, clean body. Everything should be clean, internal and external. Okay. So on this aspect also we will going in detail. Okay. And the last thing, very important, is the 7th or 8th point?
7th.
And the 8th point is, like,
8th.
Okay. The 9th point is, like I said in the beginning, that in the middle I said that devotee offers everything to Krishna. And the most important thing is our tongue. Okay. That means we should not do any prajalpa. Any prajalpa. If you are in the association of devotees, if you are doing prajalpa, we are committing suicide. We are just committing suicide. Willingly, we are destroying our spiritual life. Willingly. So, the height of foolishness. Okay. So, whatever we speak, we should speak only Krishna Katha. If you do prajalpa, it contaminates the entire atmosphere. With material sound vibrations is contaminating. Nothing in this material world is auspicious. Everything in this material world is inauspicious. This material sound vibration is highly inauspicious. And that inauspiciousness, that contamination, will discourage us to take the Vaishnava lifestyle. It will, you know, reduce our determination. It will bring down our enthusiasm. It's harmful for everyone. Okay. That's why when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what are the instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami? Remember? I've said many times. He said, Bhalana khaibe, bhalana pahinebe. Grame kathana sunibe, grame kathana karibe. Bhalana khaibe, you know, simple eating. Okay, bhalana khaibe. Bhalana pahinebe, you should not wear gaudy clothes. Simple, simple clothes. Grame kathana karibe, don't talk prajalpa. Grame kathana sunibe, don't hear prajalpa. He says, at least behave, don't behave like a worldly person. And you know, Raghunath Das Goswami was a prince. He was from a very, very aristocratic family. He was from a Majumdar family. They were landlords. And at that time they were earning 20 lakh rupees. At that time, 500 years back. They were landlords, very, very rich. And he took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave him this instruction, Bhalana khai de, Bhalana paine de. He was a prince. And gave him these instructions. Okay, so it's very important actually. Don't think they are externals, it's very, very important. Lifestyle is very, very important. Okay. So please, if you are doing Pajalpa, he said, Asad Varta Vaishyavriti. It's like prostitution. That means you are breaking the fourth principle, illicit sex. So Pajalpa is as harmful as illicit sex. Take it so seriously. If you are doing Pajalpa, you are performing illicit sex. Vaishyavriti clearly says, Mahaprabhu's word. Vaishyavriti means illicit sex. So especially in the base is an extension of Brahmachari Ashram. And Brahmachari Ashram is an extension of Vaikuntha. It's a part of Vaikuntha. Shri Prabhupada says, our temples are Vaikuntha. So base is an extension counter of Vaikuntha, spiritual world. Don't take it lightly. Please, don't take it lightly. The same mistake we have committed originally. That's why we have fallen down. So if you are taking the base lightly, we will be thrown out. We won't throw you out. Krishna will throw us out. Krishna will make such arrangements that we won't get the association of devotees. He will throw us out. Krishna is a very hard taskmaster. When he wants any living entity back, he wants to fully check it, test it. He doesn't want any disturbance in his dham. He doesn't want that. Fully test it, okay. People will come. So if you are taking this base lightly, doing Pajalpa, you will be thrown out. Just a matter of time, you will be thrown out. So please, don't commit suicide. Vaishnavas are very merciful. With all our, you know, incapabilities, we are still continuing our devotional life. It's only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. But don't take this mercy for granted. Please don't take this mercy for granted. Because mercy will flow in the proportion to our sincerity. Mercy will flow. They are ready to give us a mercy, acharyas are ready to give us a mercy, but it will flow in proportion to our sincerity. So try to follow these guidelines as sincerely as possible. And then you will see, the more sincere we are, the more blissful we will be. You see, why we are not sincere? We think that it will give us more enjoyment to be insincere. Arey, thoda late udh gaya na, kya ho gaya? Thoda jyada kha liya, kya farak padta? Thoda sa mazak kar liya, kya ho gaya? It will give us more enjoyment. That's why we do that. Sure. Give us your feedback. Kanaiya ji, why do you do Prajalpa? What is the motivating factor for doing Prajalpa?
Gratifying
our senses. That is illicit sex. Illicit sex also gratifies our senses. But that will really give us problems, you know. Similarly, if we do Pajalpa, it is the beginning of fall down. Our fall down has started. You know? That's why sometimes we worry. You know, after so many years, I have been chanting Hare Krishna, following four every principle, still I am not attentive in chanting, still the consciousness is not clear. Because we don't follow this lifestyle strictly. Don't follow these minor rules and regulations strictly. Okay. Correct. So these are a few things I just shared with you. Any questions, comments? Yeah.
What can we do?
They say, Bhajanti Ananya Mansa. Keep on chanting Hare Krishna. as much as possible. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, immediately that link is established. Immediately. So chant as much as possible. Chant beyond 16 rounds. Or if you are not on the beats, keep on chanting. Okay? And chanting doesn't mean only this Hare Krishna mantra. Chanting means doing preaching also. Kirtan. Keep yourself engaged in the service of Krishna, in the service of the Vaishnavas. So when we are performing service, we are under the shelter of Radharani. Clear?
Should we be as humble as devotees to other non-devotees?
Should we?
Be as humble as they are devotees to non-devotees.
Should we be humble to non-devotees also? Or between devotees only? You see, remember this definition of humility is not external. It's not that humility means like this, always offering like this, always trembling in fear and it's not that. Humility doesn't mean this. The biggest humility is to follow the instructions of a spiritual master. That's all. So the spiritual master is telling you, okay, go in the college and read, study it, and have a only working relationship with the non-devotees. Be smart, that's all. So Arjuna was humble. And Arjuna was humble and he was fighting with arrows. So he was showing his humility. Because in the beginning he said, I won't fight. You know, humility means not giving your own opinion, not leading your life as per your opinion. Your opinion has got no value. Humility means giving all importance to the opinion of Guru. That's all. My opinion, I have no opinion at all, no desire at all, no personal agenda at all. That is humility. So Arjuna was saying, I won't fight. This Gandiv is slipping out of my hand. I'll go to forest and back. And he said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. Whatever you say, I'll do. That is humility. Okay. So if you're joining corporate sector, if you are becoming a manager, administrator, act like a manager, act like an administrator. But in the service spirit, service to Krishna, not to your boss. Do everything as a service to Vaishnava and Krishna. But I have to do this job efficiently so that let this 8 hours be over, then I'll go back to the association of devotees and preach. That should be consciousness. Okay? Now to do my job effectively, efficiently, I have to be very smart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very smart. He was a district judge. He used to take just 5 minutes for solving the cases. And other judges were taking hours and hours, days and days, years and years to solve those cases. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has no knew that. He has very limited time. He used to take rest only for 2 hours, 2.5 hours maximum. Not nap, total day, full day. Not a small nap of 2.5 hours. For us, it is a small nap of 2.5 hours. Or even the total rest, 2.5 hours. And he did more than 100 shastras, so many bhajans, and discovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was a district magistrate. And he was a favorite district magistrate of the British Empire. They used to like him very much because he was so smart in his work. Because he knew he had higher things to do when he goes back. So he'll do these things very, very smartly. So in our workplace, in our studies, college, we should develop wonderful systems. So that with minimum efforts, we get maximum results. Apply our brains, apply our intelligence. What should I do? That with minimum efforts, I get the maximum result. That's all. So that my time is saved for spiritual activities. Okay, that is humility. Krishna Katha ends and where Pajalpa starts.
We are talking and just we start with something serious or something. Something new or something important or like when we are doing on keep on talking and then something is immediately like we don't know that where we are crossing a line.
Yeah, it happens actually. And you know, It's we have been doing Pajalpa not only in this birth, for entire, you know, entire creation we have been doing this Pajalpa only. In your previous verse also we were doing Pajalpa also. That's why we are here. So it's our old habit of so many births. So it will go very with a lot of difficulty. But if you are determined, you know, all of us have a self-check system. We just shouldn't open our mouth. Think before we speak. I remember that long before there was a TV serial. What was its name? Tol Mol Ke Bol. Remember that? Huh? Tol Mol Ke Bol. They used to put some value for any object. No? Tol Mol Ke Bol. You know, what will be the like estimated cost of this object? Tol Mol Ke Bol. Say 10 rupees, 20 rupees. Tol Mol Ke Bol. So the right price that object would have been given is given to that person. Similarly, before you open our mouth, Tol Mol. Just measure it. Is it right to speak? Is it necessary to speak? Is it good for myself? Is it good for the entire consciousness? Will it please my Guru? You see, Srila Prabhupada is writing in Bhagavad Gita Purport, the symptom of a person who has accepted a bona fide spiritual master is that he will never talk nonsense. It is a symptom of a disciple who has accepted a bona fide spiritual master. He will never talk nonsense. So you all have a bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada with us. So if you have really taken shelter of him, we will never talk nonsense. So just think before you speak. You know, insert a delay switch. You all are engineers, you know. Somehow create a communication gap. Insert a delay switch, timer. Do that. Include it in your circuit, somehow. That delay is there for 5 seconds or 10 seconds and then you speak. Just practice it. And then other thing you can do is analyze yourself. I have done the Pajalpa, then give yourself some punishment. Chanting more rounds. Do that. If Krishna will see this sincerity, he will automatically empower us, you know, he will give us the intelligence. It's not, you see, it's not difficult to change our nature. It's not at all difficult. And Krishna consciousness is the only way by which we can change our nature. It's our nature to speak useless things. It's our nature actually. And this nature is given to us by the activities of our previous births. Nature is determined by the modes of nature. The mixture of modes of nature. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. That mixture determines individual nature. So we can overcome this by Krishna consciousness. But there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Oh, one very important lifestyle I forgot to tell you. Yeah. There are 9, no? Or 10? 9. The last one is very important, I just remember. Is that a Vaishnava is a missionary. He is a missionary. Okay, so that will justify everything. You see, we are missionaries. Missionaries means we are fighting a war against Maya. Now if we are fighting a war against Maya, we have to be alert and ready to fight, fully equipped with all the weapons. So we just can't afford any laxity. We just can't afford. See, just imagine yourself an Indian army person fighting on the border. He's fully equipped with all the weapons, well dressed up. See, in the army, they have this particular lifestyle. And they have this lifestyle because it should suit them that any time the war is called, the person should be ready to fight, fit and ready to fight. That is the basic purpose of following a different kind of a lifestyle. You know? They are not roaming around in pajamas. You know? Just like this. You know? Whether the war is there or not, they have to practice this march and all those things. So that they are always ready and fit. Okay. Similarly, we are also waging a war against Maya. And we should always be ready to remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. We have to release ourselves from the clutches of Maya. It's a war. So that's why, as the army men have a different kind of a dress, different kind of, you know, mannerism, etiquettes they have to follow, so that they are always ready to fight. Similarly, a Vaishnava has a particular dress, particular eating system, a particular bathing system, particular sleeping system. Everything is different because we are missionaries. We are on a mission. Okay, so we can never relax. We can't afford to relax. The moment we relax, we become complacent, Maya will just snatch us, you know. Krishna bholiya jeev, bhog vancha kare, nikataste maya tari jhapate yathare. The moment we forget Krishna, Maya will immediately take us. Jiva has to remain under some shelter, Mahamaya or Yoga Maya. It can't remain without shelter. We always need some shelter. So if you're not under the shelter of Mahamaya, Durga Maya will take us. Okay. So we are missionaries. So a missionary has to have a different lifestyle from a civilian. You know? An army man has a different lifestyle from a civilian person. So we can't relax. We are on a mission. Okay. So we are on a mission. If you are fighting on the border, you want to prajalpa. We want to. We can't afford. We have to be on the toes, always alert to fight. Similarly, if you are doing prajalpa in Krishna consciousness, just, you know, there is no word to explain this foolishness. You know, death can come at any time. Imagine the death comes if you are doing prajalpa. If you are doing prajalpa, that means we are thinking, okay, for the next 5 minutes at least I am alive. I won't die. That's why we are doing prajalpa now. And at least, and then we also know that Krishna is blind, Krishna is deaf and dumb. He is not watching us, he is not listening to us. It is me, the enjoyer, that's all. That's only then we can do prajalpa. So please cooperate with each other to stop this prajalpa tendency. It's harming everyone. Okay? And don't think that it's harming only you. It is harming the mission. Please, all of you have big responsibility. We all have very big responsibility. So if you're not up to the mark, this mission won't go ahead. We won't be able to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. We lose this wonderful opportunity. Okay? So we are not harming ourselves. By not following this rational lifestyle, we are not doing only harm to ourselves, we are harming entire mission. We are going against the wish of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. You see, in the beginning I said, Vaishnava is the topmost spiritual